Okay, so starting?
Yeah, we're ready. What's the first question?
Please state your name, date, and the location of the recording.
Cindy Chesler, June 3rd, 2020.
June 2nd.
46 Fisher Avenue, Princeton.
And I'm Mason Chesler, also June 2nd, at the same location.
Okay, so let's move on to the questions.
Okay.
There's a decent amount of them. So, when did you first hear about COVID-19, and what was your initial reaction?
We first heard about it
in the middle of January. Because we were planning our trip to go to Malaysia, Borneo, and we had read about it. So we actually got hand sanitizers and we had masks.
Yeah. So we felt we needed to be cautious.
You ended up canceling the trip.
No.
We did not.
No, we went on our trip. It was still very... We heard about it in China.
It wasn't widespread at that point.
So, speaking of widespread, when did it start feeling like a local emergency?
I guess when we got home in February.
Yeah, in February, and then really not until the beginning of March when it became more prevalent, you know, in the United States. That's when it really started.
Okay, so how were you personally affected by it?
Well, we had to stay home. That was one thing.
We had to cancel.
We
were going to visit our family. We were going to visit Minnesota and Colorado, and we canceled both of those. Then we also had a trip planned the beginning of April to go to Portugal. We canceled that. And then we had a trip planned to go to Greenland. And now, we would be in Greenland right now,
in June,
actually.
Yeah.
And we canceled that. And personally affected, of course, is, you know, we started social distancing and wearing a mask and self-quarantining.
Yeah. And your business was affected.
And my work was affected because one of my offices in New York was totally closed. And our business pretty much came to a stop. We haven't been able to, our customers closed up. We haven't been able to ship anything or do anything, and that's still the case now.
So how are you, like, coping with it? How are you feeling?
Well, physically we feel all right, but it's kind of...
stressed.
It's a little depressing, you know, not being able to see the rest of the family.
Not being able to hug our grandchildren.
Or our grandson, our granddaughter.
And our children, of course.
Yeah, physically we'd have... The only one we'd be able to hug is our granddog. He's the only one we've had physical contact with.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
Never.
No, never. No, there's never been, in our lifetime, there's never been anything like this where basically the country is shut down pretty much.
So, how has it affected you in your day-to-day activities?
Well, for me, it's affected me. I'm working from home, whatever work I can do, and it's affected us in terms of going to the store, going to the market. I mean, wearing a mask.
I worry about even leaving the house.
No, it definitely has a psychological effect. You feel like you can't do everything you want to do.
We've been busy in the house, though, and in the garden.
We've been doing projects.
I mean, how are you changing your daily behavior?
Well, actually, it's changed a lot.
We're eating more.
Yeah, we're probably eating. We've been cooking at home. We've been planning. We do a little more planning in terms of...
In the past, we would go out to dinner a couple of times a week at least.
We don't see friends that we normally would see, that we would have seen. We have friends we haven't seen in a long while. And the other thing, occasionally we've been able to FaceTime or Zoom. I mean, that's been...
We discovered Zoom. We never knew about Zoom.
Yeah, and that kind of, like, flows into the next question I'm going to ask. Like, how have you, I guess, been staying in touch with people?
Mostly through Zoom or FaceTime.
And occasionally we've had, Recently we've had
social distancing
and, you know, 10, 12 feet apart or 6 feet apart, and done a little bit of that, but not the same.
So what's difficult and what's easy about the current situation with them?
Well, it's difficult not being able to just pick up and do what you want to do, go somewhere or do something.
And it's also difficult worrying that your family or you are going to get sick. I worry about everybody every day.
And we're also at an age where we're part of the vulnerable, you know, what they call the elderly. So we're more susceptible probably if we were to get
sick. They just call it the elderly, but we're not.
But we're not really elderly. Time out.
It's recording. Have you, like, picked up any new hobbies or things like that? Or you just
I'm gardening more than I normally would.
We planted a little vegetable garden over there in pots. And Mom's been making socks. I now have 5 new pair of socks that she knitted me. And
I'm reading a lot more than I had been.
I'm trying to read more, but I have a hard time sometimes concentrating. I've been doing projects around the house. I cleaned the basement. I did some other things.
You built this furniture?
I put together furniture. I put up that temporary garage thing in the back for my scooter. Things that
we've also been walking more.
Yeah, that's true. We've been walking, getting more exercise. That's something that we try to take a walk every day. And we've been cooking more. And probably eating more, too. That's the only thing.
So how would you describe the atmosphere in Princeton right now?
I would say it's very quiet.
It's very quiet, and people are definitely concerned, and I think people are being very cautious and social distancing
and wearing masks. The other thing is people are friendlier. People walk around and they wave. Everybody feels like they're in the same boat together. So,
yeah.
I mean, the atmosphere in Princeton's been all right.
It's pleasant.
Well, people have been pleasant.
What has been your primary source of news or sources of news during this?
The News Hour.
Television, of course, the news on television. The internet has been a primary, you know, different websites and, you know, different news things. And the newspaper online, I guess. I get the New York Times online, so I read that.
How has it changed during the course of the pandemic?
Well, it's gotten... Initially, we were much more afraid of contact. But I think now...
I'm still very concerned.
But we actually ordered meals out and some other things. But now we've gone into the stores more. We still wear masks. And, you know, we're still careful wiping things down and, being extra careful. We wear... Gloves and a mask when we go to stores. So
you've touched on this before, but I just want to ask, how has it affected your job?
Well, my job, really, my company, which is my job, has basically stopped operating because we import things, you know, and sell to the stores. Well, the stores have all closed up, so they don't need any merchandise. People are not shopping. So for the time being, it's been about, I don't know, more than 2 months or 3 months, we've pretty much been out of business. You know, we're just starting, hopefully, to start shipping again, and, you know, but it's definitely affected our business totally.
Yeah. And I'm retired, so it didn't affect me. It
didn't affect Mom's business.
How do you think it affected your community?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, people have lost jobs. People, you know, we're fortunate, you know, that, you know, we're okay, I mean, financially, so that we're able to deal with it. And, you know, but there are people that, you know, have issues with, you know, money, with food, with other things. So
I think it's brought the community together. I think people are concerned about other people.
And the other thing, Princeton is not a, I wouldn't say it's typical of, you know, of a lot of areas in the country. But there are people that are, you can see, the news lined up for food, and people are having issues paying rent and dealing with it.
I think people are being supportive.
Yeah, I think people are trying to do the right. What happened, Matt? What, disappeared? Oh, sorry.
We'll cut that out.
Okay.
Okay, so what have you observed as changes to society and the Princeton community as a result of this crisis?
Well, I think it's brought the community together in that.
Well, and what we said before, people seem much more friendly.
Yeah, everybody, I think people feel like they're in the same boat. You know, it's in that sense, it's brought people together.
This isn't on the sheet, but I just want to ask it anyway. Do you think that there will be permanent changes after this is over?
It's a good question. I mean, I would hope there would be, that people would be more aware and, you know, care more about each other and, you know, take more of an interest in other people's issues and problems, but
I think there will be.
I think it's hard to say.
I think there'll be a change in people's hygiene habits in general.
Well, that part's true. That's the other thing as far as, you know, one of the changes. I've never washed my hands so much.
How do you feel about the national, state, and local response to the pandemic?
Well, I think the national response has been a disaster. I think they waited too long to institute, you know, the things that they should have done. I don't think it had to be as bad as it is. I think the local response, the governors have done what they can do.
I think our governor's done an excellent job.
New Jersey has. You know. But I think the national response has been totally lacking.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
What is something you'd want people in the future to know about your experience?
Well, I think that, you know, the world has to be more aware and prepared.
I think people need to take health seriously, and if there's any talk of a pandemic, they need to take it seriously from the very beginning, not just wait until it escalates.
But there's been talk of a pandemic for a long time.
Yeah.
I think the other issue is just health in general, that people who are healthier, and if the health care system was better, that some of these people, even if they got it, if they didn't have the underlying issues, that maybe, you know, it wouldn't have been as bad. And the other major issue is, unfortunately, is for the older people, is in these nursing homes and, you know, old age or whatever they are, that they weren't at all prepared for this. And, you know, and there has to be a better job of making sure that these places are run properly, you know. And
I also think there has to be stockpiles.
Well, of course,
the
they have to be ready.
Equipment.
Yeah. They have to be ready. They have to be ready.
And the ventilators and
whatever they need.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of said this, but see if you have any different thoughts. But, like, what are your hopes for the future after this pandemic?
Well, I hope that the world is better prepared and that the world will work better together, and so that they, you know, deal with this as, oof, you know, that the world will deal with it and be better prepared for all of this.
I agree.
Okay, what's the first thing you plan to do when you're done?
Hug you.
See our children and our grandchildren.
And maybe go out to dinner and maybe take a trip.
Okay.
Maybe take Kyle for his birthday dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We missed our annual birthday steak dinner.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope everything's going to be great.
Yeah, well done, Kyle.
Well done. I'm glad you...